Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, and dog walkers are the target of complaints. Good morning, Seamus. What's going on here?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, speaking of scofflaws, the Chicago City Council had a chance to talk to the Animal Care and Control Director recently during budget hearings, and it's always an opportunity for them to, they talk about their budget a little bit, but they really get to tee off on what's bugging them that day. For this meeting, they let loose on the Animal Care and Control Director about all the dogs running around the city off leashes, particularly in city parks. It's been a problem a lot where, you see a nice big open park and you think, well, my dog's not gets along well with others. But it's really led to a lot of problems in recent years. One of the aldermen said that people are coming into the office saying, if you don't stop that dog, I'm going to shoot its owner, like terrible stuff like that. But also just getting into fist fights and seniors getting knocked down, all kinds of things. Wow. Alderman Scott Wagesback was the leader of this, and he said he got bit by one of these dogs, so he definitely... He definitely had a complaint there, but really they were asking for Animal Care and Control to maybe just have some more vehicles out there, just kind of scare people into putting their dogs on leashes or having a public relations campaign to remind people. But, I think people know they're supposed to have their dogs on leashes. I think they see a nice big open park and they're like, what, Fido's got to run every once in a while.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not sure how you solve this problem, but like I said, they really let loose on this guy and let him know about that. As well as, they say giant possums and raccoons as well. What is he doing about those? And all kinds of things. It's a tough job.
It's a jungle out there. Now to the battle over a beloved statue in Pilsen. What's the latest?
Yeah, Steve mentioned this in the top of the newscast as well. It's, you and I have talked about this a lot over the years, and it's really just been a long battle trying to save St. Adalbert's Church in Pilsen. The parishioners lost the battle to actually save the church, and the statue inside, the giant statue, they were really holding on to that because they're trying to stop the church from being sold as well, possibly to developers. So this, I don't want to say it was necessarily a symbol of their battle, but it was sort of the latest thing that they were trying to preserve in their Pilsen church. But it did get moved yesterday by moving crews who moved it to a nearby church, which had wanted to preserve it. It was a tough one for the St. Albert's parishioners. Some of whom blocked the moving van and ended up getting detained by police. But right now, it's been moved now. No plans yet for what will become of St. Adalbert's, but there has been some talks about selling it potentially for some housing down in that neighborhood.
Stay tuned. And if you want to find out about a 24-hour gym in a shipping container, go to blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. You too.